Russia is twisting the handle of Europe's energy faucet, cutting natural gas to Germany Nord Stream 1 pipeline to just 20% of capacity. And that will have a massive impact on the European economy and on millions of consumers. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm not bad. Better than those who are counting on Russian natural gas. Russian-owned energy giant Gazprom says there are turbine issues, and that's why it's throttling gas exports even further than they already had. Europeans aren't buying that. Can you explain?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for the Kremlin to say that, look, we have a part that you've been stalling on, a Siemens turbine that we haven't received for Nord Stream 1, so we have to throttle gas supplies to just 20% of capacity for this essential maintenance. It reminds me of season one, season two of The Sopranos with, I think, Tony and Richie Aprile saying that, you know, we can't continue this construction. It's against union laws. Have you done the proper inspections? Or they couldn't deliver trash properly. They would dump it on an unhappy customer's front lawn. I mean, these are the kinds of tactics you're seeing. The world needs this like a bullet in its head during this awful heat wave. And the United States and Europe and everybody are trying to keep the ACs at full throttle and dreading winter.
So President Zelensky of Ukraine has called this an overt gas war. What kind of leverage do European countries have here?
It's very difficult for European countries, and there isn't even unanimity in the bloc. I think two-thirds of them had yet to ratify this kind of diet of let's voluntarily reduce our gas supplies by 15% starting next month ahead of this dreaded winter so that we could top off our tanks and whatnot. Unlike the United States, there isn't autonomy. We're not sitting on oceans of natural gas if you're Europe, and there are the haves and the have much lesses that require waivers. So a tremendous amount of fear, not just with this heat wave, but looking ahead to the winter. Are there going to be scenes of people around, you know, barrels in the street with their hands over the fires? Are they going to be wearing fur coats? That's something that Putin might be fantasizing about, but dozens of European nations are dreading.
I'm sure they are. Europe, as you mentioned, it has been trying to wean itself off of Russian energy, or at least make plans for doing that. What kind of progress has been made on that?
It's so difficult because Europe is also forward in terms of decarbonization. And so there's a tremendous debate within the Greens and more pragmatic conservatives. Like, look, we can be really realistic about this right now. We can fall back into kind of third world status by the winter, or we can green light the building of gas turbines and liquid natural gas facilities that we're going to need for decades. Obviously, people are loath to do that if you're talking about a carbon constrained, you know, economic order. It's one thing for this 15% budget going into the winter. It's another thing for countries to say we're going to be net zero by 2050. And that's not going to happen if you sign off on a whole new natural gas infrastructure.
I have to assume we have 30 seconds here, but the International Monetary Fund says the energy crisis could tip the globe into recession. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's how important natural gas is as a transition, as a bridge energy from people who've moved off from oil and coal to other things. Look, we had this fracking revolution. It's supposed to make you happy that it's less carbon intensive. Industries use it.
Yeah.
Utilities use it to fire off these air conditioners. If you cut it off, then the entire economy gets shut down.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.